Welcome to Stupid State Stories, where we skewer the state's screw-ups with a soggy side of snark. I'm Chuck, your guide through the government's gaffes.
And I'm Megan, here to mock the moronic mandates of meddling municipal miscreants. Today, we're diving into the deep, deep dumpster of drug prices.
Really? I actually find drugs to be fairly reasonably priced, and they even deliver.
Prescription drugs.
Oh, yeah. Prescription drugs cost more than a villain's volcanic villa. Why is that? Probably greed, right?
Price controls, patents, payers, PBMs, precautionary principle.
Not exclusively P-words either. Evergreening patents, Medicare mandates, protectionist import restrictions, and a fat dose of cronyism, too. Big pharma's playing the game because small pharma can't be a thing. The state's making certain of that. Patents, subsidies, entry barriers, and cozy cronyism create calamitous conditions.
Exactly, Chuck. The state sets up the sick system. Price controls? They sound sweet, but they strangle supply and scare off innovation. Basic economics, folks. Restrict supply and prices go up. It's not rocket surgery, more like trying to make rocket travel more efficient by outlawing gravity.
Right, Megan. Regulations pile on costs and FDA red tape makes drug development a decade-long billion-dollar boondoggle. Researchers are working on therapies for rare diseases and aggressive cancers. Without fast approval, those cures sit on the shelf.
Patients can't wait. For someone with 2 months to live, a one-year approval timeline might as well be a death sentence.
The FDA's cautious approach intends to prevent harmful drugs from reaching market, but it also prevents life-saving treatments. Take experimental cancer meds. Hundreds of patients may enroll in compassionate use programs, yet thousands more never get the chance.
Every holdup is a hidden harm. If even a small fraction of those unapproved drugs work, lives could be saved or extended or improved, outweighing the rare adverse reaction.
Sure, unproven pills may cause harm, but delayed access will cause harm. We're trading potential cures for bureaucratic certainty.
A truly free market would allow risk-tolerant patients to decide for themselves. If you're willing to try an untested treatment, that's your call. Maybe you'd even like to discuss treatment options with, I don't know, your doctor, without soliciting Uncle Sam's stamp of freshness. If you're going to have an FDA, make it a certifying body, no veto power. Just slap a sticker on it for effective, maybe another for safe, maybe another for fun, and let us choose.
Preach, Megan. The state's not my nanny. I don't need some suit in DC deciding what I put in my body. Whether it's a pill to save my life or a gummy to save my Saturday, it's my call.
Damn straight, Chuck. What goes in my body is my choice. The state doesn't get to dictate my doses, dudes, devices, or donuts.
Well said, Megan. Drugs can be dangerous, sure. They can also be a damn good time or a literal lifesaver. All of those are fine by me. The state's job isn't to play morality cop. It's to protect my property rights and actually, no. That's all. Full stop.
Here's the rub. The man's obsession with control, zoning, industrial policy, drug bans creates scarcity, and with scarcity comes suffering. Free markets and voluntarism would let innovation flourish. Imagine affordable generics, new treatments, and no bureaucrats breathing down your neck like Biden at a shiny hair convention.
Instead of drugs, we get debt-fueled wars on drugs, coercive mandates, and prices that make you want to puke more than any ayahuasca. So strip away the state's stranglehold. Let people buy what they want, from who they want, without a permission slip from daddy.
To sum it up, the state's jacking up drug prices with its heavy-handed horse doo-doo. Ditch the subsidies and price controls. Neuter the FDA's veto. Limit patents. And let markets work. You want cheap drugs? Cut the state's claws. Don't give it a claymore.
That's the story, folks. The state's not your savior. It's the snake oil sales certifying body. Join us next time for more Stupid State Stories, where we roast the regime and cheer for choice.
Until next time, don't let the state stick anything where it doesn't belong or keep you from it.